Blog Talk Radio.
Has made, let us rejoice and be glad in it.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio with Reverend Alethea. I am Deacon Avia, and today is Sunday, May 31st. At this time, I would just like to remind everyone to please put your phones on mute. Thank you. Now is time for prayer. If you could please bow your heads in prayer. Dear God, today is a new day. Please open our eyes to the opportunities and possibilities that surround us. While the country opens up, please continue to surround us with your love and to protect us. We affirm health and resources. Allow us to continue to focus on you and your goodness. We are thankful and grateful for all you have done for us. Let us never forget. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And now is time for our concerns, affirmations, and celebrations. We want to continue to pray for Tony Bass's family. Tony made his peaceful transition from this life on Saturday, May 16th. Please keep his beloved wife, Gwenelle, mother-in-law, Yvonne Waters, son, Trevor, daughter, Naya, son-in-law, Jay, granddaughter, Hallie, grandson, Jahan, and the entirety of the Bass family. Please keep them in your prayers. We also want to continue to pray for Kaniqua James, who is continuing to recover from her bone marrow transplant. We also want to keep Michaela in our prayers, who is in Jamaica, who is facing challenges from her sickle cell anemia. We also want to continue to pray for Tia, Gwenelle's niece, and Glendora's family that has faced challenges from COVID-19 and all who have made their transitions from this life because of COVID-19, and comfort those who are grieving. For our affirmations, we affirm God's favor and God's miracles. We affirm our leadership team, Minister Daryl, Minister Helene's preparation for ordination, and also reaffirm the team, which includes Minister Daryl, Minister Helene, myself, Deacon Avia, Deacon Agneta, and Stacy, the church administrators, for their commitment to serve. Our celebrations, in the name of Jesus, we claim 2020 as our year of fellowship, and fellowship means following Jesus in all the ways that we can. And there would be no celebrations without birthdays, so we always have to recognize our birthday stars for the month. And May 4th, Deacon Charles Withers and Michael Fielder shared a birthday. Also, May 22nd, Christina Hill had a birthday. On our announcements, please tune in on Wednesdays for our prayer meeting, or 7 o'clock on the same station, Reverend Alethea's Blog Talk Radio program, and you would call the same number that you call for church. Also, we ask that you BYOB, bring your Bible to the phone, bring your notebook to take notes, and also invite a friend to listen in. You never know the blessings that come from when you are inviting people and letting people hear the word of God. Also, your tithes and offerings may be mailed to the Pavilion of God, and we have a P.O. Box number now, which is excellent, and the P.O. Box number is 29464. Again, that P.O. Box number is 29464. You can also use PayPal. And the email is pavilionofgod.baptist@gmail.com. Or you may use Cash App, which is the $ Pavilion of God. Also, a wonderful announcement, the Pavilion of God has started Agape Group. And prayerfully, all the members of the Pavilion have received a letter informing them that the Agape Groups are when you have the ministry. You are connected to one of the ministry leadership people, and they will call you, contact you, and just talk to you once a week, once every other week, just checking up on you, making sure you're doing okay during COVID We have to continue to connect. And Reverend Alethea found a way that this is an awesome way for us to connect to our members, because we're not seeing anybody, and sometimes we're not talking to anybody. And I know a lot of people are stressed out during this time for many reasons, scared of the sickness, no work, money's not coming in. So it's wonderful when you can get it out, talk about it with one of the ministry leaders. So, again, prayerfully, all of the members have received a letter in the mail that tells you who your contact person is, and that would start this week. So praise God for that wonderful idea. And if you have not received any information about that, you may contact Reverend Alethea about that. At this time, are there any other concerns, affirmations, celebrations? You may unmute your phone at this time to share.
Praise the Lord and good morning.
Good morning. This is Gunnell.
Good morning.
It's just been rough for me this morning. Just teaching my family. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Gwinnell. We are continuing to surround you and your family during this difficult time. And thank you just getting on the phone, saying what you said. That's a prayer in itself. So we are just grateful that you're sharing with us, and we're just continuing to pray for your family. Thank you, Gwinnell. Daryl?
Can you hear me? I'm sorry.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Good morning.
Good morning.
And definitely remembering and lifting up our sister, Gwinnell, and her family in the name of Jesus. Also, just want to pray for the country and all of the unrest are surrounding the unfair treatment that has historically been the case that Black people face, and not only just Black people, but people in general. Amen. All lives matter. Black lives matter. Amen. And so we definitely want to pray in the name of Jesus for our eyes of understanding in our hearts as we deal and work with one another in Jesus' name.
Thank you for sharing. Are there any other concerns, affirmations, celebrations?
Good morning. This is Baba Charles. I ask you also keep a friend of mine, Patricia Marshall, in our prayers. She had to have surgery yesterday, and I pray and ask you to pray for her healing and recovery. And I just want to thank Minister Darrell for his acknowledgments as well.
Amen. Would anyone else like to share anything this morning, any concerns, announcements, or celebrations at this time?
Hi, this is Minister Helene. I just want to...
Good morning.
Good morning. I just want to ask for prayer, positive energy for my family, my mother, my daughter, my son, as we're going through all these different transitions, my mom from into retirement and more specifically into my four walls, our four walls. I also want to ask for special prayers and positive light for my daughter, because like I said, she is away from her primary domicile. Right now, and just, you know, not being where you thought you would be at this point in time is challenging, and so I just want to be able to pray for all of my family and how we are all personally and individually dealing with our current statuses. Yes, that's it.
Thank you, Helene. And that was a good prayer, because I prayed that same prayer for Alan, because he's having a hard time as well in that same area. So thank you for mentioning that, and we'll be praying for all of you, Helene. Thank you. Are there any other concerns, affirmations, celebrations as well?
Yes, this is Diane, and I'm asking prayer for my husband's family in South Carolina. My husband's Uncle Lewis passed away last Sunday, not of COVID. He was 94, and he had leukemia that he'd been fighting for many years, and he finally succumbed to complications from that disease, and he was just so beloved. He was the last living member of his generation in my husband's family. He was my husband's father's younger brother. And so it's like not just his passing, but the passing of a whole era. And his family is exceptionally close. You know, he was beloved by everyone, his children, his grandchildren, his nephews, just everybody. And so we're asking prayers for his family, and especially for his wife, Bernice, because they were married for almost 70 years. So thank you for your prayers.
Thank you, and may his legacy continue to live on. Thank you, Diane, for sharing. Are there any other concerns, affirmations, or celebrations? Well, at this time, I will ask Minister Helene to please give us the prayer of the people at this time. Thank you.
Oh, Lord. Yes, you hear us. Lord God, we want you to please hold us dearly in your arms. We know that you are within each and every one of us present on this call, and within each and every person whose name has been mentioned, for each and every family who is in need of your grace and mercy. Lord God, just cover us. Cover us, Lord. Allow your spirit to come into us during this Pentecostal season. Allow your spirit to move through each and every one of us. I want you to please, Lord, as we watch these television and social media play out history in front of our eyes, we ask, Lord, that you order each and every action, each and every step that our leadership takes, that the individuals living in this world take, so that we can be closer to you, so we can peace with you, be in agreement with you. Lord God, it's so hard right now for so many people, for so many reasons. And we're all struggling, but at the same time, Lord, we're growing. We're growing. We're growing. We're growing and being fed by that Holy Spirit that's here right now, that light over each and every one of our heads right now is the same light that was over all the followers of Christ long back in the first century, when we were just babies. And we know that history is cyclical. We also know that it's also healing. And for every cycle of chaos, for every cycle of death, for every cycle of uncertainty, we know that we're all going to come right back to the middle again, right back to you, Lord, right back to exactly where you are for Taniqua, for the Bass family, for the Fisher family, for the Mebane family, for the Perrier family, for the Withers family. Lord God, for each and every person who is going to be a part of this agape group, Lord, this overwhelming love and family, we know it's right there for all of us to access, Lord. And for those who want it, we know that all we need to do is ask. We know that principle. All we have to do is ask. Lord God, we're asking right now to hear our prayers, whether they are spoken, whether they are just sitting still in our minds and in our hearts, whether we don't know how to even articulate what those prayers may be. Lord, you know exactly what we need, and we know that you provide it. Lord God, thank you so much for all that you do, for all that you provided, for every opportunity that's placed in our lives. Lord God, there's no one like you. You are so magnificent, so powerful, beyond any type of power, beyond any type of death, beyond any type of need, beyond any type of badge. Lord God, we know that you are the answer. We know you are the answer. Lord, listen to our hearts, listen to our minds, and listen to our prayers. We offer this in the name of Jesus Christ, our most magnificent Savior. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen. Thank you, Minister Helene. And just a reminder, it sounds like everyone's phone is on mute, which is wonderful, but just a reminder, please to keep them on mute. And at this time, we'll be hearing a song called Withholding Nothing. And then after that song, we will hear from Reverend Olympia. Thank you. Reverend Olympia, are we playing the song Withholding Nothing?
Withholding nothing, I surrender all to you. Everything I give to you.
Thank you. Yes, 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 yes. This is Reverend Alethea. God bless you all. I surrender all to you, withholding nothing. Withholding nothing. That ought to challenge you this morning. Amen. I surrender all to you. I surrender, oh God, my tears to you. I surrender my fear to you. I surrender my doubts to you. I surrender my confusion to you. I surrender all to you, withholding nothing. Withholding nothing. That's an invitation, beloved. That's an invitation to be real with God. Amen, amen, and amen. It has just been a week, 7 days since we worshiped together. But oh my Lord, it feels so much longer. So much has happened in 7 days. You know, the God created the world in 7 days, and we are looking at a new world today. I want to begin this message by saying the names of people who represent the sacrifice of thousands of lives lost over the centuries, lives lost at the hands of police violence, racial violence, white supremacy, racism. Three names that prayerfully will call to your heart, will call to your heart to be open to the countless others who have been killed and shamed and maimed because of wearing black and brown skin. George Floyd. Breonna Taylor. Oh, God, comfort, comfort your people. Abide with the families of the loved ones of George Floyd, Breonna Taylor, and Ahmaud Arbery, and the countless others whose lives have been snuffed away. I pray that you speak to your people today. Comfort us so that we might comfort us. Let your light shine in us, O God, we pray, so that we might be your light in the world. And on this Pentecost Sunday, the Sunday that we remember that your Holy Spirit descended upon us, fill us with your Holy Spirit. Transform us. Arm us with your wisdom, your power, and your love. It is in Jesus' name that you're this morning. Amen. Amen and amen. Ooh, time has transformed the world. On Monday, May 25th, 2020, when George Floyd cried out, "I can't breathe, I can't breathe, I can't breathe," something happened cosmically. God bless the 17-year-old Darnella Frazier, who captured George Floyd's words so that the world could hear his voice, could hear his desperation, could hear his plea. And under the cover of a COVID-19 pandemic, George Floyd's voice echoed. Despite the weight of oppression, the weight of hatred, despite the weight of degradation and white supremacy, racism pressing down upon his neck, despite being encumbered by the forces beyond his control, George Floyd nevertheless affirmed the value of his life and affirmed the value of Breonna Taylor's life and Ahmaud Arbery's life and the value of our lives as he cried out, "I can't breathe, I can't breathe, I can't breathe." You see, in alignment with the will of God for that very moment in his life, George Floyd summoned the strength to attest to the violence that led to his death. When George Floyd cried out to all who could hear, he used his voice, he used his God-given free will, he used his last breath to proclaim his desire to live and his human right to breathe. He used his voice to attest to the experience of a knee on our collective necks. Yes, on our collective necks. And to call for justice. I can't breathe. I can't breathe. I can't breathe is more than one man's cry. It is the lament of a people. It is a sorrowful reminder of centuries of the suffering of African American breathe. I can't breathe. My breath, your breath, is a gift from Almighty God. In Genesis 2 and 7, we read, "And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. And man became a living soul." Breath is a gift. It is a gift of God. And the police officer who had his knee on George Floyd's neck dishonored the breath of life that God gave him. As people of God and as followers of Jesus, you know, that's what we are. We've committed to fellowship, and as followers of Jesus, to hear, we need to hear George Floyd's cry for the breath of life. We need to hear the cries of the multitudes, and those and the cries need to resonate in our hearts. We all hearken back frequently to the words of Martin Luther King Jr., not because he was a brilliant man, not because he was a strong man, but because he was a man of God and he preached the gospel of Jesus Christ. I remember hearing Martin Luther King say, "We are all tied together in a single garment of destiny, an inescapable network of mutuality." He wasn't just talking about the social contract that abides, that binds us together in society. And there is that social contract that binds us together in society. He was talking about another kind of contract. You see, the social contracts are controlled by those in power, and those contracts are faulty. Those contracts are intractable and unreliable. No matter how you try to live up to social obligations or to do the right thing, or if you have the right attorney, those contracts are faulty. Dr. King was talking about a divine contract that is governed by the Almighty Creator, and a contract that ties us together as sisters and brothers, a contract that is a divine blueprint for life. The murdering police officer who placed his knee on George Floyd's neck broke a social contract because he thought he could get away with it because he thought he was more important. But the truth is he broke a spiritual contract without the consent of God. We all deserve to have the divine spiritual contract honored. We are worthy of life. We are worthy of life. And we are worthy to be able to live our lives fully, brilliantly, and completely. And Jesus taught us that we shouldn't accept every social contract or be silent when someone nullifies or invalidates the divine spiritual contract. In the alternative, Jesus of Nazareth, Jesus the Christ, taught us that there are times we should protest. Protesting is the antithesis of being apathetic, complicit, callous, and passive. And as Christians, we should take comfort in the fact that Jesus, the Son of God, Jesus, the Christ, was very good at protesting. And sometimes Jesus protested quietly. And at other times it was inflammatory, provocative, and publicly disruptive. There is no doubt that Jesus was radical. I want to say that one more time. There is no doubt that Jesus was radical. Faith is radical. Fellowship of Jesus is radical. Jesus was radical, a person who was eventually arrested, beaten, and sacrificed on a cross because of his words and his radical alignment with the will of Almighty God. Within the Christian life, there are many times, beloved, when God calls us to complement our prayers. Hallelujah. Someone ought to say amen right where you are. God sometimes calls us to complement our prayers with protest. And throughout the Bible, we see how Jesus purposely intervened, how he purposely acted, how he purposely spoke, and was present in various situations in order to protest, dissent, demonstrate, object, question, defend, revolt, and challenge. In the Gospel of John, the second chapter, verses 13 through 25, we see Jesus as a protester. When he stormed the temple courts, interrupted the proceeding by overturning tables, when Jesus yelled and drove both people and animals out of the room using a whip, he was condemning the greed of religious hypocrites. Hallelujah. You know, I think I saw people turning tables over in the streets. And in Luke 4, verses 16 through 31, we see Jesus as a protester. When Jesus boldly stood up and spoke in the synagogue, he proclaimed things so countercultural and radical that he created a mob so furious at him, they eventually chased him with the intention of killing him. Yes, Jesus was a protester. Because Jesus was a protester, he took his message to the masses, speaking and advocating whenever he could, and created a movement based on justice, hope, and love. You can read it for yourself in Matthew chapter 4, verses 20 through 25. I want you to see and come to know Jesus was a protester. He was a protester. He devoted his life to speaking, helping, supporting, defending, empowering, healing. You know, healing is protest. He spent his life healing and freeing and loving everyone. Do you ever see loving as protesting? When you love the man who's sitting on the corner without a bed to sleep on, you are protesting in the name of Jesus. He was protesting, especially saving those who were in desperate need for the hand, from the hands of the oppressors, from the hands of rulers and officials and mobs, and those who went to harm, kill, and destroy. Because Jesus was a protester throughout his life, Jesus protested and brought awareness about gender inequality, religious hypocrisy, political corruption, racism, hate, segregation, empowerment, and social justice. Because Jesus was a protester, he humbly sacrificed and served to advocate for the outcast, to protect the poor, to shelter the homeless, to uplift the exploited, to show hospitality to the stranger, to energize the weary, and to love humanity. Loving humanity is protest. And yes, because Jesus dared to be a protester, Jesus was mocked. He was ridiculed. He was abused. He was intimidated, arrested, and crucified. When we hear George Floyd's cry, beloved, we are listening to his protest against his would-be murderer. We hear his protest against the breaking of the divine spiritual contract. When we hear George Floyd's cry and see people protesting in the streets in this country, and yes, even around the world, we need to know that Jesus hears the protests. Jesus hears the cries. George Floyd's cry went from his mouth to God's ear. Your cries go from your mouth. Never doubt that. And sometimes your cry turn the world upside down. If you're a black or brown person in this country, your breath has been threatened more times than you may even realize. Don't forget your personal stories. Don't be a mere onlooker to George Floyd's horrific story. In the black community, many of us have learned to be silent and survive in order to fight another day. We've learned to keep our heads down and to try to do the right thing, to honor the social contract. But the secret is, most of us know that doing the right thing doesn't guarantee survival. Doing the right thing doesn't guarantee survival while walking in black or brown skin. Why else would most black and brown mothers and fathers have that elemental talk with their children? You know the reality talk. The reality talk about being black in America. We've all talked to our children or other children about that reality. You know that talk that you give a child when you realize the child is old enough and big enough to represent a threat to the majority culture. Or maybe it is after your child has faced the trauma in his or her life and been threatened because he or she is walking, riding a bike, playing, or simply breathing while black. And Baba Charles had that talk with our son. After he was followed by a security guard while shopping in a department store, he was just 14 years old. He had that talk once again when our son was stopped by the police who wanted to know if he belonged in the neighborhood. He was just 15. He had that talk another time with our son at age 16 when he was taken off the metro by metro police at gunpoint because a white man claimed he had been robbed by two black youth. And as it turned out, that man who claimed to be robbed lied. He broke the social contract and a divine contract to value the lives of black youth. Breathe. Mothers, wives, sisters, women live with the fear that the men and the children in their lives might walk out the door and not return because black and brown men are at risk because of the disease of white supremacy racism. Fathers, husbands, brothers, men live with the fear that the women and children in their lives might fall victim to the disease of white supremacy racism. Somebody please say amen. We have all been there in different ways and at different times. As followers of Jesus, we need to know how to think and feel, to know how to act and grow in the Spirit of the Lord. We need to strive to fulfill the divine spiritual contract. We need to know Jesus stands for the marginalized. If you ask yourself, what would Jesus do? You have to listen to the Jesus of the biblical text, the Jesus who walked with the marginalized, the Jesus who protested. If you embrace fellowship of Jesus, and in the name of Jesus, I'm calling you to follow Jesus. If you seek to follow in the footsteps of Jesus, you need to be bold enough to speak against, act against, and protest against oppression. To be willing to pray boldly for liberation of the oppressed. Contrary to the religious assumptions about righteousness and holiness, sometimes the most Christ-like thing, the most Christ-like thing we can do is protest. If you're honest with yourself about the gospel message of Jesus, you should know that protesting can be a holy act of righteousness. Proverbs reminds us, Proverbs 13 and 9 reminds us to judge, to speak up. Speak out, to open our mouth and judge righteously. Defend the rights of the poor and needy. That's our rights. Defend your rights. I'm not saying that everyone should walk in the street. And I confess that as one who walked in the March on Washington as a child and after that, walked in over 50 demonstrations. Protest means dissent. Not simply going along to get along. Protest means breaking the silence. It means speaking truth to power. It means laying hands on those who need to heal. It means claiming your voice. It means voting. It means casting out darkness and being the light in the world. Protest means claiming your divine rights and your divine favor. Protest means seeking to fully operationalize your divine spiritual contract that supersedes any social contract. Protest means seeking to fully operationalize, you hear me, put it in force, activate your divine spiritual contract, and know that that contract supersedes any social contract. any lack of limitation imposed on you by society because you look black or you look brown to them. You need to know that you are a child of God. Protest means thinking differently about yourself. It means honoring the pain of yesterday and embracing the healing and the blessings of today. There's no doubt, beloved, there's no doubt that Jesus was radical, a person who was eventually arrested, beaten, and sacrificed on the cross because of his words and actions and his divine mission. That same Jesus walks with us today. Jesus saves our souls, and Jesus knows our troubles within this Christian life. There may be many times when Jesus calls us to complement our prayers with protest. Throughout the Bible, Jesus purposely intervened. Don't forget that. Read the Word of God. Throughout the Bible, Jesus acted and spoke and was present in various situations in order to protest, in order to dissent, and demonstrate, and object, and question, defend, revoke, and challenge the social norm. He was there. I stand with Paul today when he said in 2 Timothy chapter 1, 2 Timothy, for this reason I remind you to fan into the flame the gift of God, which is in you through the laying on of hands. For God has not given us a spirit of timidity or fear. For God has not given us a spirit of timidity or fear, but of power, of love, and self-control. So do not be ashamed of the testimony of our Lord. Amen. Remember, when politicians and the masses that follow them promote racism, and we have seen it, when they promote racism, hate, bigotry, deception, and oppressive policies that are inhumane, immoral, violent, and blatantly anti-Christian, we must ask ourselves, what would Jesus do? And don't stop there. Ask yourself, what must I do as a follower of Jesus? What must I do as a follower of Jesus? Will we as followers of Christ follow in his footsteps and be bold enough to speak against and act against and pray against and protest against the violation of human life, the violation of black life? Christianity isn't politically correct. Christianity isn't political power. It isn't military might. It isn't safety, it is in wealth, it is in control, it is in fame or comfort. Christianity, it's about emulating Jesus and trusting that with Jesus and the prevailing power of the Holy Spirit and in alignment with the divine spiritual contract, we can do mighty things. We can move mountains. In the presence of the Lord, we've been healed from the ravages of racism. We've been freed and delivered. We can find joy. We can find peace and favor, even as protests continue here and around the world, in the presence of the Lord, we can breathe, hallelujah, for the breath of life is your gift. Claim it. We've been changed. In the presence of the Lord, we've been freed. We've been delivered. We won't go back. We can't go back the way it used to be. We can't go back to the way it used to be. Step back. Don't turn back to the way it used to be. In Jesus' name. We've waited for this moment. Our ancestors have waited for this moment. We can thank God for this moment. I ask you to pray with me right now. Oh, pray with me right now. Lord Jesus, I repent of my sins. I need you, and I'm humbly calling out to you. I'm tired of doing things my way. Help me to do things in alignment with your will for my life. I invite you into my life to be my Lord and Savior. In Jesus' name, amen. If you prayed that prayer with me, you are now a child of God. You are walking with Jesus. Jesus has saved your very soul. If you've been saved already, don't you know that as you prayed that prayer, you renewed your faith with Jesus? If this is your first time walking with Jesus in this way, call me so that we can talk about how you can build your relationship with Jesus. We are needed today. Christians are needed today to fight the good fight, to do the work of the Lord. To do it with peace and to do it with love and trust the might and power of the love of God. I invite you to step up your faith, step up your commitment, step up your love. Oh, God is so good and God is mighty. Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. I thank God for being God. I thank God for Jesus who walks with me and protects all who walks with him. Amen. And now I will ask Minister Darrell to ask the offering and to offer the prayer for the offering.
Amen. Hallelujah. We thank God for the word. Hallelujah. And for the Holy Spirit of God's divine love to us. And we thank the Lord for the privilege and the opportunity to give. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, you can give today by PayPal, sending to Pavilion of God Baptist at gmail.com, or you can use Cash App at Pavilion of God altogether. You can mail your tithes and offering to P.O. Box 29464, Washington, D.C., 20017. Let us pray. Dear God, hallelujah, make me a cheerful giver of all of my tithes and offerings. I choose to receive all of your promises and blessings. Hallelujah. I'm obedient to your word. I pray that you would shower favor, blessings, and increase upon me and my church. I am believing, hallelujah, for storehouses unlocked. Hallelujah. Miracles created. Anointings, provisions, resources, healings, and souls saved. Let me give with an attitude of gratitude and worship, for I have nothing without you. In Jesus' name I pray. Hallelujah. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Beloved, this is the time for us to celebrate our relationship with one another. And so if you want to chat among yourselves, do so. But let us hear the benediction. Let us go forth to serve God and serve the people, to love God and love the people from this day forth and forevermore. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hug somebody. Amen. Glory
amen.
To God.
For
the Lord, I've been free.
In your presence, Lord.
I found joy.
Pray in favor. I won't go back.
For your niece. God bless all. We're saying goodbye.